Hi, in this lesson we'll build a Benny Page-style Amen Call and Response riff in Ableton Live 12. We are aiming for a short, punchy call with razor-crisp transients and a dirtier, mid-forward response that breathes under it. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and is intended as a DJ tool or live loop pack. Set your live set to 174 BPM and let's get into it. Lesson overview first, the goal. You'll make an 8 to 16 bar loop containing a short, punchy call made from Amen slices with transient enhancement. A complimentary response pitched and filtered for dusty mids. Sidechain ducking so the call cuts through the response. Master staging with transient shaping, saturation and mid-grit using stock devices. What you will build this is a performance-ready riff. Call stabs on one track, a fuller response on another, a compressor sidechain to create the classic motion, and a riff bus for glue and final staging. Export as WAV or AV for DJ use or save the rock as a template. Step-by-step walkthrough use live set at 174 BPM. All devices are Live 12 stock. A. Prep and slice the Amen 1. Drop an Amen break audio file onto an audio track. Turn warp off for auditioning, or use warp as transient if you want tight timing. 2. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient or 1/16 for denser chops. Live will make a drum rack with simpler on pads. 3. Name that drum rack Amen slices. B. Create call and response tracks 4. Duplicate the drum rack track twice. Rename the copies call Amen and response Amen. 5. On call Amen, keep only the pads that give short stabs, dry kicks, snappy snare edge, higher cymbal clicks. Mute or remove the rest. 6. On response Amen, keep slices with body and tails, snare rings, toms, tonal hits. Optionally transpose the response by selecting simpler S and setting transpose to +3 through +7 semitones for a melodic reply. C. Program the MIDI pattern 7. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip for each track. Call pattern. Short 16th or 8th stabs on bar 1, 1.3, bar 2, and so on. Keep MIDI note lengths short, 1/16 to 1/8. Response pattern. Place notes that start slightly after each call hit, offset by roughly 20 to 60 milliseconds so the response breathes under the call. Make response notes longer so tails ring. 8. Tighten decays with clip gain envelopes or reduce simpler decay. Use volume envelopes on clips if needed. D. Make the call transients crisp 9. On the call Amen track insert drum bus first. Push transient control up in small steps, around +6 to +12. Set boom around -2 to 0. Add light distortion to taste. 10. Add EQ 8 after drum bus. Apply a high shelf or narrow boost around 3/8 kHz of about +2 to +4 dB to accentuate attack. Optionally high cut above 16 kHz. 11. Optionally add a compressor after EQ with fast attack of 1/5 ms. Fast release 30/80 ms, ratio 3:1:6:1, and set threshold for 2-4 dB of gain reduction to glue. 12. Put a small amount of saturator after the compressor. Soft clip mode, drive around 1-3 dB for harmonic sheen that preserves transient snap. E. Culp the dusty mids for the response 13. On response Amen, insert EQ 8. Gently cut highs above 8-10 kHz by -3 to -6 dB, and boost mids between 200 and 900 hz by +2 to +5 dB for that dusty body. 14. Add saturator analog clip or warm. Drive 2-5 dB, dry/wet 40-60% so grit sits without smearing transients. 15. Add redux carefully. Lower bit to around 10-12 and drop sample rate into the 22k-12 kHz range for coarse texture. Use very sparingly, so attack remains. 16. Optionally use multiband dynamics to compress the mid band slightly, about 1.53 dB gain reduction, to push mids forward. 17. For stereo dust, add a subtle chorus or low feedback ping-pong delay to widen texture, but keep the core center. F. Call/response interaction via sidechain ducking 18. On the response Amen channel, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Select the call Amen track as the input. 19. Compressor settings. Ratio 3:1:6:1. Attack 1/5 ms so the response ducks immediately. Release 50-150 ms to taste. Set threshold so the response ducks about 6 to 12 dB when the call hits. 20. Optionally, automate the sidechain threshold or use an envelope follower rack to shape the duck for specific bars. G. Blue and final transit treatment 21. Send both tracks to a riff bus. On the bus, place a glue compressor with fast attack and medium release, and make up gain as needed for cohesion. 22. Use HQ8 in mid/side mode to focus center energy if required. Finish with a limiter if you're preparing a DJ loop. 23. Bounce or export your 8 or 16 bar loop as WAV or AFE. Save the live set or rack as a template for future Benny Page style riffs. H. Variations and performance trick 24. Automate an auto filter on the response to open on a drop. Map filter cutoff to a macro for live tweaking. 25. For extra ratted dust, duplicate response, invert phase slightly on one copy, low pass and saturate heavily, then blend to taste. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the call. Heavy saturation smears transients. Prefer drum bus transient boosting and light soft clipping. Don't overdo redux or downsampling. Too extreme and you'll lose attack. If the sidechain attack is too slow, the call won't cut through. Use 1/5 ms attack. Avoid broad, excessive high-end boosts on the call. Keep targeted boosts around 3-8 kHz. Check slice alignment. Small timing offsets and simpler can blur stabs. Zoom in and nudge slices for tightness. Pro tips: use simpler's transpose and detune per slice to add melodic variation without resampling. Apply live's groove pool for subtle swing. It helps create the Benny Page bounce. Automate a narrow mid boost only during the response to emphasize grit when needed. Commit sounds by resampling or freezing and flattening to save CPU and lock textures for live use. Save drum rack and macro mappings. Include call level, response filter, and duck amount as a rack for quick recall. Many practice exercise time box to 30-60 minutes and build a tight 8-bar loop. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM and slice an amen to a drum rack. 2. Program a 2-bar call of short 16th stabs and a 2-bar offset response with longer notes. 3. Add drum bus and EQ to the call. 4. Add saturator, redux and EQ to the response for dusty mids. 5. Sidechain the response to the call, aiming for about 6-10 dB of duck. 6. Export the loop and compare it to a Benny Page reference for attack clarity and mid grit. Recap: you've sliced an amen, split it into a punchy call and a mid-forward response, tightened the call with drum bus, EQ and saturator, added dusty mids with saturator, redux and EQ on the response, and glued everything with sidechain ducking and a riff bus. Save your rack and template so you can recall the sound quickly in sets. Extra coach notes: listening and workflow when referencing tracks. Listen for per-hit attack clarity, a forward gritty mid-range, and that push where the call punches and the response breathes. Choose call slices for transient snaps and response slices for tails and body. Try both slice, by transient and fixed grid slicing to see what suits your groove. For surgical attack control, use parallel processing. Duplicate the call, heavily transient boost and high pass the copy, then blend under the original. Use redux conservatively. If redux ruins attack, add a high pass before it or decrease downsampling. Nudging response notes by 20-60 ms in the clip view is often what creates the breathing feel. Apply subtle groove and velocity shaping to taste. For alternative duck shapes, try a gate keyed by the call or an envelope follower map to utility gain on the response. Map performance macros: call level, call transient, response dirt, duck amount, response filter and bus width. Save mappings and map to hardware for live control. Export and DJ pack prep. Export with at least minus 6 dB headroom. Provide 8 and 16 bar versions and stems. Call dry, call processed, response dry, response processed, and the riff bus master. Use descriptive naming with BPM and key. Troubleshooting checklist: if call feels weak, check phase and make sure transient boost isn't being lost to sidechain or pre-fader sends. If the response loses attack, reduce redux or increase response high pass. Check compressor attack. If the call is harsh, reduce the 3-8 kHz boost, use soft clip, or tame resonances with automation. If the riff is muddy, high pass the response under 80-150 hz and mono some low frequencies. Final checklist before export: check gain staging and avoid channel clipping. Listen in mono to ensure no destructive phase issues. Render 24-bit WAV with headroom and save the live set and rock presets. That's it. Slice your amen. Craft your call and response, sculpt attack and mids, dial the sidechain, glue it on a bus, and export DJ-ready loops. Save everything as a template and macros for fast performance. Good luck. Go make some riffs.